the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hug it low down.
And Sybil Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
And say it ain't so. 2 days in a row, the TJMS show showing up on a Tuesday. Like all this mofo snow. Who knew? It's messy Marvin in Washington this morning, y'all. The streets of D.C. haven't seen this much snow since Rayful Edmonds. Yep, move that snow. Baking soda. I got bacon. Y'all, after I hang up from you guys, I'm going to put on my RG3 jersey and go over to football stadium and play since my team didn't use it this season. But it's school closings, accidents, and delays. And according to my cousin Otto, all strip clubs are opening on time. God is good. So while it snows outside, you can make it rain inside. Sybil, I heard it's below zero in Chicago.
Yes, sir.
Shigadee! That sounds like my credit score. Oh, that cold would make your gout shout. This weather would test your relationship too, Sybil.
Yeah, man.
You know how many brothers trying to get away from their significant others right now?
Yes.
Hell, I bet it's a brother right now shoveling his front porch all the way to his girlfriend's house. And trying to figure out how his wife found out the address to the honeycomb hideout. Y'all remember all the advice you used to get in this kind of weather? Be sure you wear a hat. Put your gloves on. And most importantly, don't eat the yellow snow. Many people have made that mistake. Speaking of eating yellow snow, y'all heard Donald Trump fire Little Rudy from Celebrity Apprentice?
Yeah.
Didn't it just come on?
Yeah. First night.
I ain't going to fire Little Rudy already. Supposedly they had a challenge in Donald Trump, a.k.a. Toupee Fiasco, as Keisha Knight Pulliam. I had to say her government name. People still don't know her real name. Well, who the hell is Keisha Knight Pulliam? That's Little Rudy, y'all. They asked her to reach out to Bill Cosby and ask him to donate some money to her charity challenge. Little Rudy told Toupee Fiasco, hell no, she hasn't spoken to Bill in like 5 years. And it's basically not right to ask Bill for money. Well, that ain't stopping everybody else, y'all. Oh, my Gloria Allred. Now, the show was supposedly taped before Cosby Gate.
Right.
Which I like to call Pill Gate.
Pill Gate.
Pill Gate. Oh, that's funny to me. I made it a little funny, didn't even know I was in there. I need to write that down. I'm not even going to watch anyway. We down. How many more sisters left on there, Sylvia? You got
Kenya.
Kenya Moore, her ass. That's two.
And that's it.
Vivica Fox?
Gone? Vivica's on. Vivica.
She's gone?
No, Vivica's
that's
on.
That's Vivica Fox? Vivica gone too?
No, Vivica's on and Kenya's left. Yeah.
Okay, Vivica look more like Rick Fox. I don't even.
Wow.
I don't even recognize. I heard y'all talking about the old dudes, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before the mamas and the. And I heard you call yourself ma'am, Sybil.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, before the mamas and the papas, before Gladys Knight and the pips, there were a group called Yes, Ma'am, and the Two Old Rudes. Y'all know what's worse than the old dude driving slow in the left-hand lane?
What?
The old mother. That's worse than the old dude. The old dude driving slow in the left-hand lane, Sybil, or any dude in the left-hand lane. Or the escalator step at the airport, Jay. The old mother. Hurry the hell up, your old mother. That's worse than the old dude.
That is true.
Oh, yeah, the old mother. Oh, my. It was an old mother in the grocery line the other day. This old mother took so daggone long, y'all. He had about 50 items in that little shop. Like this old mama got about 50 items in the little car.